It's a great question. It's a very popular question. We must answer it. We will answer it. Here's a test. Do you think that you were a blank sheet when you were born? You were completely blank and new. Nothing had ever happened before, and you were suddenly created. Do you think that that's true? All right. How many, I want you to raise your hands, how many people think that there was some pre-existence, you don't know what it is, but some pre-existence prior to your birth? Wow. Thank you very much. That's about 30 people. You will recall I said earlier on that one of the phenomena of our experience is we do not know the big picture. That's an amazing thing. You can imagine a situation where it was not like that. You can imagine a realm of existence where you had pure understanding of the big picture. You were secure in your knowledge of where you were and why. Here, as you, you do not have that. Suddenly there's an experience, vroom. Suddenly there's a life, vroom. No one really can give you perfect information as to why that's happening. And no one can truthfully tell you what happened before and what's going to happen at the end. There are endless theories. We could quote the theories, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try and answer you with intuitive clarity. When you were born, your little body was seeded with content. Just like a computer has content. Your blood, your DNA, your genes were seeded with content. So you were not a blank sheet. You had an agenda. You had purpose. You had motivation. You had inspiration. You had things you wanted to do. You had a particular personality. You had a character. And that is running through your whole life. Now that did not come from nowhere. That came from a previous state. We can't be completely specific about what that was, but certainly your young baby body was seeded with content that had a propulsion, a momentum that wanted to live its life in the way it has. Everyone in the room. I used to nearly cry when I'm about to say something, and I used to nearly cry when I said it. I've kind of got over that now, but it still moves me deeply. Everyone here is completely unique. I can still feel that emotion. I don't know if it gets you so, but everyone here is you are unique. Completely unique in the whole universe. There's no one else on the earth like you. There's no one else in the universe like you. You are utterly original. Isn't that incredible? Everyone here was born with a content in them to be the way they are. Your character, your personality. You are experiencing it. You're not creating it. You're experiencing it. It's running. It's a program running. And it's got the intention to live these whole 90 years from that incentive. None of you here can tell me where your thoughts come from. You suddenly have a great motivation comes into your life. From where has it come? You haven't selected it. It's turned up. It feels like it's yours, yes, but you haven't chosen it. It's come forth. It's rising from the unconscious. It's appearing in the space of you. And all that is from the content that's driving your life, that was itself seeded from a prior state. So now we can speculate. Perhaps there was another you living 1,000 years ago in another planet somewhere else. I'm speculating now, because we don't know. But that person, when that person physically died, the inner content, which means the motivations, the aspirations, the essential ideas, the essential aspects of character, did not die. Now, Vedanta explicitly explains that as the subtle body, and it only means aspects of the mind, aspects of the intellect, and aspects of the inner energy. The physical body dies, but those aspects of inner life don't. They continue to exist and find their expression in a new form. Here's one. Here's a new form. That's find its expression. So you only know about this immediate life because one thing that doesn't transfer is memory. you don't remember. That's a phenomena and an interesting one. It's not surprising because our memory is appalling anyway. You can't remember hardly anything about being 14, for example. You might remember one thing, two things. What can you remember about last Tuesday? Nothing. You'd have to check. Even when you checked, you'd only remember things. You wouldn't remember your feelings or the thoughts that were moving in your mind. So all the time, content is falling away, falling away, falling away, falling away, falling away, falling away, and being lost. Similarly, whatever existed prior to you that seeded you is lost to memory, but not lost to your feelings. And aspirate, you do not feel new. You feel like you have, a background, don't you? Of course you do. You feel you have a background, and you do have a background. We can't pinpoint it in space and time, but it must be accepted that you do. So now that momentum is going to live and express for 90 years and achieve whatever it achieves. And then when that 90th, might not be January the 1st of your 90th year. It might not be. Might be 91, might be 89, might be 96. But when that moment comes and you die, your body, of course, is dead, but the inner momentum moves forward into another expression. All the time this whole process is happening, what you call the spirit, which is that which is experiencing it all, the essential essence, is constant. 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 And not affected by the comings and the goings of all these lives. It's like a momentum of energy, of matter. A momentum of matter is fueling your life. And you're experiencing it from your spiritual perspective. That's a long answer to the short answer I could have given, which is yes. You are a spiritual being. You always have been a spiritual being. You cannot not be a spiritual being. You are that now, and you will always be that into the future.